shopping trip. Put the bags down anywhere. I'll deal with them later. Oh, thank you so much for carrying them all for me. You're a darling. Really? Oh, it's so sweet. They must be really heavy. Gosh, I brought so much, didn't I? I am so, so lucky you're willing to carry all of my stuff. No, seriously. It's nice. Most guys wouldn't do that for me. And not having to carry my bags frees up my hands to, well, buy more stuff. You'll have to come with me next time too. Would you like that? I would too. You know, we could try another cafe next time. We could make it our mission to try as many different ones as possible. Oh, we must have gone to so many different shops today. It's nice to finally sit down. Oh, I really, really dragged you around, didn't I? My feet really, really hurt from all the walking. And I'm so tired, I don't want to move to take my shoes off. Huh? You wouldn't mind doing that for me? Yeah, if you could. Oh, that feels so good already. Since when did you learn how to rub feet? You're so good with your hands. Wow. This is certainly a reason to take you shopping. If I get this afterwards. I should go to you for massages, shouldn't I? Oh, I'd save myself so much money. Tell me, how are you with backs and shoulders? Would you take my socks off too? Oh, so much better. Oh, those shoes look cute, but gosh, they hurt. Oh. All that would make this better is a nice glass of water. You would. You'd get me one. You know where the kitchen is, don't you? Yeah, thank you. Pass me that shopping bag on your way out. The pink and black one. Yeah, that one. You got it. I want to take a look at my new lingerie. Oh, thank you. Oh, you even put ice in it. You know exactly what I like, don't you? So, an important question. Which one do you think is better? The red one? Or the pink one? Yeah, I really like the red one more too. The lace detailing is so pretty. And red looks so good against my skin. See? Look, let me hold it against my arm. It's nice, isn't it? I always get compliments on it from the guys I date. Oh, and I don't know if you notice in the shop, but look! It's crotchless too. That's always handy if you know what I mean. There's nothing worse than a man having to rip your new lingerie just to get what he wants, right? And believe me, I have had some really, really lovely sets ruined by men who just handle me so roughly. One threw me on the bed and spread my legs open and grip. My brand new body stocking was completely ruined. It's a shame. I really liked that one. It made my ass look incredible. Come to think about it, that's probably why he ripped it. Too turned on by my body. Oh, you're standing weirdly. Are you okay? It's just lingerie. Oh, you really are so cute. Really? I love how embarrassed you get when I talk about sex. Here, come sit down next to me. Don't sit so far away. I'm not going to bite you. Come closer. Look, how are you going to see all of my goodies if you sit so far away? That's better. Well, I got a few more bits from this shop too. Stockings, more lingerie. Oh, and my new bikini. Oh, I can't wait. It'll be perfect for the summer. And these straps look like they're going to be able to hold my big boobs. It's such a problem. Really? I love my breasts, don't get me wrong. I just love how big and perky they are. See? But, well, some bikinis, I'm just a nip slip away from showing my breasts to every man on the beach. But this one looks perfect. I'm a bit worried about the tan lines, though. I'll just need someone to put lots of lotion on me. Isn't that right, sweetie? Are you doing anything this summer? Going anywhere? Oh, that's a shame. Well, I'm sure you'll be able to find something to do while I'm away. Oh, that does remind me. I wanted to talk to you about something. No, seriously. We've been friends a long time now, haven't we? Yeah, and I've loved every minute of it. I feel like I can tell you anything. Talk to you about anything and everything. Do you feel the same? Oh, I'm glad. Well, on that note, I've got something I've been wanting to ask you. Oh, you too? Well, you go first. No, it's fine, really, I'm curious now. Yes, tell me. Come on, sweetie. Please. You're not going to make me pout, are you? After the lovely day we've had. Huh? What? You're joking, aren't you? You're pulling my leg. I didn't expect that. You thought I liked you. Sweetie. No. I do like you. Of course I do. We do everything together. But as a friend, sweetie, nothing more. It never will be. I could never, ever be your girlfriend. Just the thought of us, you and I, together. Oh, no. No. Oh. Darling, I thought you knew the kind of man that I liked, and it's not really you, is it? No, you're the quiet, nerdy type, which is great as a friend. I find it so cute when you get so excited about your little games. And those little plastic figurey things you like to paint and show me. Yeah, I think it's cute. I love that you have a hobby. Something to occupy your time when we're not hanging out. But that's not exactly boyfriend material, is it? No, I like my men who work out, go to the gym, burly, handsome men who make me feel like a woman. Oh, sweetie. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. But I had to set the record straight. I'm just not interested in you in that way. Look, darling, you're my best friend. You're always there for me. Whenever I need you, you come running. I know I can call you whenever and you'll be there. Do you know what you are? You're a puppy. My cute little puppy. Yeah. Look, don't be sad. I don't want this to get between us. I don't want to lose you. What did I want to ask you? Oh, it seems a bit silly now. Okay, as you told me. But, I've got a date and I... With who? Well, that's the thing. Well, you know I came to your family barbecue the other weekend. Yeah. Oh, it was so sweet you invited me, by the way. Your family is so nice. So welcoming. I really felt that they liked me. Yeah. Well, anyway, your best friend approached me. He asked if I was seeing anyone and, well, I'm not currently, as you know. Well, he asked me out. He's taking me out to dinner this evening. That's why we had the shopping trip. I had to buy things for my date. Oh, I know he plays those silly games that you do, but he's so different to you. He's handsome, he likes going to the gym, looking after himself, and he's certainly not shy. And, well, you really do know how to pick the best people as friends, don't you? He's so nice. He did ask me if I was seeing anyone actually at the barbecue, which, come to think of it, was quite strange. Have you told people that I'm your girlfriend? Wow. You assumed? No, sweetie, no, that... You better tell people that that's not true. Or else I will, publicly. Oh, sweetie, sweetie, sweetie. Don't look so sad. I didn't want to hurt you, but I have a reputation. Look, if your friend and I become an item, you'll be able to spend time with both of us. Together. Won't that be fun? He did tell me that you guys had a silly tournament thing coming up. I said I'd go to support him. Yes, I know you've asked me before. But it really wasn't my scene. And besides, I didn't have a reason. I really like this guy. Okay? Now come on, I want to see you smile. For real, come on. Okay, that's better. Darling, you have something not many men get. My friendship. Seriously. I talk to you about everything. I give you all the gossip. Plus, you know what I'm going to be wearing before they do. You even get to help me pick out the outfits. Can you really imagine your best friend being dragged around all those shops? No, of course not. You're special like that. You enjoy it. Now, are we okay? Yeah? Still besties? Come here. I want to give you a hug. You really do mean the world to me, sweetie. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't give me that look. It's just a kiss on the cheek like I always do. Friends give kisses. Now, darling, I really need to go get ready for my date, so let's put this behind us, okay? I forgive you. Now, seriously, which one do you think your friend will like more? Red or pink?